There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Saturday, May 27th edition. And we have a loaded 10-game early, 5-game main slate to attack. And it's kind of an interesting dynamics we have. We have great pitching early and not so much late. But last night was something else. Unlike most of the season, the pitching was the tits, as they say. Scherzer 40 plus points, DeGrom 35 plus points. Archer was outstanding. Wood was great. You paid for pitching last night, and you had to get the right bats. It was a very, very interesting night. Cardinals sucked. It was a tough night for me. Hopefully, it worked good for you guys. But it's been a good week. So bad nights happen. We move on to Saturday. Like I said, 10 game early, 5 game main. I love this early slate. I'm hoping it loves me back when we see the green screens later. But let's get right at it. You're pitching. We kick it off. There's four guys over 10K. All are in play, some to differing levels, of course. We kick it off with your highest price, Steven Strasburg, $12,100. Stras coming into the season, or tonight's game, 3.28 ERA, 1.11 whip. Coming off a 7 2/3, 5-hit, 2-earned, 11-strikeout performance in Atlanta at SunTrust Park, which is pretty damn impressive, if you ask me. Since having his wife having a baby, he's had four straight starts he's had three earned runs or less in three of his four, I should say. Six innings or more in three of his four, 1 5 2/3. So that's typical Strasburg, 100 pitches or more in all four of those starts. It's just, it's if the K's are there or not. If the K's are there, he's usually doing pretty good. If they're not, obviously, he's not getting the production you need. At 12-1, it's a steep price tag, but the awesome caveat, he's facing the San Diego Padres. And that's why we love Mad Max pretty much any night as it is. But when you're facing the Padres, it really, really helps get you going. Strasburg striking out almost 29% of the batters he's faced in the last year. Padres striking out 24.5% of the time versus righties. 298 team WOBA versus righties. They have the lowest team total on the board of 2.83. Lefties hitting 257. Righties 297 versus Strasburg. Yeah, it's a steep price tag. He's going to have to pitch really well to earn it. There's no doubt about it. But he's in a phenomenal spot tonight. Today, I should say. I have no problem using Strasburg. You know, you don't go all in on a 12-1 guy. But hell, in the $8 tournament last night, I think it was the $8, Scherzer was like almost 60%, and it worked out. So I have no problem with Strasburg tonight. I usually don't use him. So if you've listened to this enough, you know I'm pretty much an anti-Strasburg guy. I don't mind him today. He'll probably come to backfire the one time I want to go use him. But yeah. I'm on Strasburg today. Another guy I've been on recently after being anti this guy to start the year, and he has been outstanding, and I'm going back to that well. I'm probably going to go back to it almost every time, and it won't work every time, but Zach Greinke, what a rejuvenation project, you could say. 11-9 at Milwaukee, coming off 8 2/3, one earned at home against the White Sox, almost got the CG, just couldn't quite finish it off. But even though he couldn't get it, he was still masterful, 12 Ks. He's had 12, 8, and 11. Those are his K performances, his last three. 40 or more DraftKings points in two of his last three. 22 or more in four straight. 20 or more in freaking six straight. He had one bad start in LA and then another 20 point. He's had 20 or more points in seven of eight starts. If you take out the one bad start, he's been absolutely lights out all season long. Like, just insane what Greinke has done. I did not see this coming at all. If you listen to any podcasts I've done, on the multiple ones I've done, I've been all against Zach Greinke. Nothing to do with the man, but he's been great. He's facing Milwaukee. We talk about it all the time, the boomer bust. Robbie Ray got the job done a couple nights ago for us. It was phenomenal. Godley didn't pitch bad last night either. He was pretty good. They strike out 24% of the time versus righties. They do have a 330 wOBA and a phenomenal ISO. Greinke is top 25. He's third best on the season in barrel FIP. Last 30 days, he's sixth best, getting barreled up 4.41% of the time, striking out 34.56% of the batters he's facing. Greinke's filthy, and he's definitely worth a look tonight. Yu Darvish, 11-6 at Toronto. Yes, it's a very, very... This is the toughest one for me out of the four in the top price range. I just love Yu because of his strikeout potential. It's filthy. But you got to worry about him, his longevity going in games, because he gets into some walk problems. He's had four walks or more in two of his last four starts. He strikes out a ton, which is awesome, but sometimes those go deep into counts where he's in his pitch counts. His last four starts, 5 innings, 7 innings, 6 innings, 7 innings. The 7 inning starts, he's been great. If he doesn't go deep, he seems to run into problems. He doesn't give up a ton of runs, 2-1-3-1 in his last four. Does give up a long ball almost every start, so you got to expect that. And against this Toronto lineup, now Tulo's back, Donaldson's back, Bautista's on fire, Smoke, Morales, both went yard yesterday. They're swinging great bats. Totally different Toronto team right now, given Tulo and Donaldson might need a couple games to still kind of get fresh, but it's a totally different team right now. But that upside with Darvish is huge. Out of the four up top here, he might be the lowest owned. That's one reason why I do like him. When you look at the barrel FIP the last 30 days, he's 20th overall, only getting barreled up 3.1% of the time, striking out 28.68%, but he is walking, like I said, almost 11% of the batters he's facing. So it's like, damned if you do, damned if you don't. If he's not walking, guys, and he's getting, you know, if he could strike out 7+ today and, you know, limit the damage, give us 7 strong innings, he's going to be really, really good. It's still a very steep price tag, 11-6. He's going to have to be really, like, we want at least 25 points. I'm thinking we need 30+ points for that price tag, because you got Strasburg, Greinke, and our next guy. One of those other three, if not two, or even all three, are going to throw some gems today. And if you don't get Darvish to equal them or better them, you're already up the creek without a paddle. So it's very sketchy. I think it's a great GPP play because of the upside that is huge. He's facing an offensive power in an offensive building. I think ownership could be very low because people can be scared by this. It's a boomer bust play and a very high price tag that could scare people. But Darvish, definitely in play. I wouldn't run completely. It's kind of how Archer was yesterday. It's actually identical to how Archer was yesterday. And Archer was phenomenal. So if you can get the same production from Archer, who gets you like 11 Ks, gives up a couple runs in seven innings, boom. Sign me the F up right now. I am there. So Darvish, 11-6, all aboard the U train. Now we go to the fourth member of our five-digit club today, Danny Salazar, 10-2. Yes, Danny Salazar, who is just the Mr. 5.55 ERA 1.53, Danny Salazar. But he's also the Danny Salazar that can strike out of the world. It just depends which one's showing up. We don't know. He's only going to get you around 100 pitches. So that's the one thing that worries you. This is GPP play. So he's going to get you five or six innings pitch. He hasn't pitched past six. He's gone 6 1/3 once. So he's gone into the seventh inning one time really this year. He's only averaging 17 DraftKings points per start. He's got a couple starts of 24 and 27. Most are 20 points or less. This is like risky. But what I love about him, because he's a big K arm. He's striking out 29% of the batters he faces. His biggest downfall is he's walking almost 11%. But he's facing the Royals, who strike out almost 22% of the time versus righties. Team Woba of 291. We know the Royals can't hit the baseball. They're like, they're bad at baseball. That doesn't mean they're professionals, so they can obviously hit the ball once in a while. Team total 387. Lefties 315. Righties 325. So Salazar is getting hit. Team Woba 291. ISO 147. The strikeouts are there. If Salazar can limit the damage, give us at least six innings. Please give us six innings. He's there. He's even riskier than Darvish, most likely. But the upside is there as well. Extreme upside with Danny Salazar. So if you're paying up for these four, I love Greinke and Strasburg. I'd probably go Greinke a little over Strasburg. But Strasburg's got a much better matchup against San Diego than Milwaukee. Milwaukee, they have more guys and a better ballpark to run into some than San Diego. So Strasburg, you know, a better matchup, $200 more. I get it. Go for it. But Greinke's been just lights out, consistent. Boom, boom, boom. Love Darvish. And Salazar is a gamble, but the upside is huge. Huge. But a massive gamble. So you got those four to play with. Now let's dip down a little farther. And we got Marco Estrada, who has just been outstanding. He pitched last Sunday. I don't do pods on Sunday very often, and I loved him. I was all over him. He dominated at Baltimore. 7 2/3, 5 hits, 1 earned, 12 strikeouts. He had a hiccup his start before that, but he was filthy. Seattle, good against Tampa Bay. He's been really, really, really good this year. His Ks are just, he's getting you full seven or more in three of his last four starts. I don't remember Estrada being that big of a K guy. He's getting it going right now. 24% on the year, 8.3% walk percentage is not ideal, but it's not great. Texas striking out over 22% of the time. But Texas can't hit the ball. We know this. 321 team Woba. Texas does have, where are you at, Texas? Team total of 419. Lefties are hitting 267. Righties 300 versus Estrada. They do have a team ISO of 183, which is a little scary. But Estrada's been really, really good. People are going to, no one ever owns Estrada. He's super low owned all the time. No one owned him against Baltimore. They're going to see Texas most likely. Everyone's always afraid of Texas bats. I get it. You saw what they did last night. That's why I think Darvish will be low on too. A 7-6 ball game in Toronto. I get it. The total tonight is 8.5. They're expecting runs. But the game's a pick 'em. Toronto's a -110 favorite, so it's essentially a pick 'em. Estrada at 9,500 is definitely in play. I will have a good amount of Estrada in lineups. I actually made a Strasburg Estrada and a Greinke Estrada lineup last night. So I have no problem with him. Obviously, I'm not going to match him with Darvish, but I like both in this matchup. I think the upside's there for both. One or both could get rocked in a heartbeat because both these offenses are very potent. At the same time, we've seen both these offenses go to sleep. So these pitchers are really, really good pitchers that can stymie any offense. So you got to take pitching when you can get it, and we got some really good pitching right here. Now we dip down because after those five guys I've mentioned, it gets ugly the rest of this slate, and we only got about three guys I'm willing to give you guys to gamble on. One's Jake Odorizzi, $7,600 on the road against the Minnesota Twins. Coming off a great start his last time out, 6 innings, 5 hits, 2 earned, 8 Ks at home against the Angels. He's got you 15 or more points in 4 straight starts. Been pretty darn good this year. Whip under 1, which is outstanding. So he's definitely limiting damage there. When you're talking Odorizzi, striking out 21.6% of the batters he's facing, walking less than 7%. Twins striking out 21.4% of the batters they face. They do have a 339 Woba. First righties, you know, you got to worry about Sano and Dozier and Kepler and the comp. There's a lot of Twins that hit the baseball. Good team. Lefties are hitting 262 off Odorizzi. Righties 332. They have a 180 ISO. So the thump is there. There's no doubt about it. You saw Archer shut him down very nicely yesterday. Odorizzi is not Archer, but he is very, very good. I'm not discounting Odorizzi by any means by saying that. So $7,600 is a very nice price tag on extreme upside. Blow up is always there. Day games in Minnesota, usually you see a little more offense than night games there. But you're going to have to get somebody cheap to match up with these boys. And Odorizzi is definitely an option. Another option that you're going to want to plug your nose to, but he's actually, he was really good to start the year, had some hiccups in the middle. He's been pretty good lately. It's CC Sabathia. He's on back-to-back good starts at Tampa Bay, 5 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned, 6 Ks for 22.3 points. Prior to that, at Kansas City, 6 2/3, 5 hits, no earned, 4 Ks, 22.8 points. He was bad, like I said before that. But you know what trend that was? That was two teams that struggle against lefties. You know what trend you have today? Another team that struggles against lefties. CC Sabathia is striking out 19% of the batters he faces. A strikeout 25% of the time versus lefties. They have an average well above 295, so they don't struggle, but I'm talking about the strikeouts. I'm looking at strikeouts. Because if CC gives up 3 or 4 runs but strikes out 6 or 7 at that price tag on this slate, I'm taking it. So average WOBA, we're looking at lefties hitting 299 versus CC. Righties are only hitting 317, and they only have a 139 ISO, which is a little, it's barely average, barely. So when you're talking CC, A, there's worse options on this slate. B, he's at home. He's going to give you 5 or 6 innings, hopefully, limit the damage. I really, really don't mind CC today at all at 72. Get me 15 or more points. I'll take it. He should be favored over Cotton, who's making the spot start today. I like CC quite a bit, actually, and that's scary to say, really scary to say. I'll mention JC Ramirez. I like him a lot in Miami, or I like him often. I play him often. He's got big strikeout stuff. Miami went off yesterday on Jesse Chavez, so it kind of what makes me wonder. They do strike out 20.6% of the time versus righties. They have an average WOBA of 301. JC Ramirez at $7,100 for a low price guy is definitely in play. All these guys are very risky, so don't go all in on any one guy. But JC Ramirez at 71 is in play. And then the last guy I'll mention, very, very risky. He's been really good this year. Jason Vargas, $6,600 at the Cleveland Indians. He'll be super low owned. That's why I wanted to mention. He's coming off 3 earned runs in 6 innings at the Yankees. Prior to that, he got beat up by the Yankees. But then prior to that, 7 shutout innings versus Tampa Bay, 6 shutout innings versus Cleveland. And in that Cleveland game, he struck out 6. He keeps shutting people up, is the best way I can put it. He shuts me up. He's striking out 23% of the batters he's facing. The Indians strike out about 17.5% time versus lefties. Their average 302 WOBA versus lefties. They have been better of late. Let me preface it that way. Much better of late against lefties, but as a whole, not there. A WOBA of 145. Lefties hitting 400. Righties are only hitting 227 off of Vargas. So he's getting righties out with that changeup. He's a very sneaky play because people are going to see the Cleveland Indians and they're not going to want to touch Jason Vargas at $6,600. Now, the way Cleveland's hitting, nothing would surprise me about them blowing up. But even against Kennedy, which is a phenomenal matchup with that lineup, they only put up 4 runs against him. Like I said, I could see them blowing Vargas up, but at $6,600, I think it's a great buy low opportunity to match up with one of the big arms and get some big upside here. Vargas is a sneaky, sneaky punt play here. I like all these punt plays, but I like him and Sabathia as both sneaky, low-owned plays. Ramirez and Odorizzi are both nice plays as well. So Strasburg 12-1, Greinke 11-9, Darvish 11-6, Salazar 10-2, Estrada 95. All good plays. Like I said, Salazar super risky. Darvish comes with a gamble. The others are solid up there. Yeah, Odorizzi 76, Sabathia 72, Ramirez 71, and Vargas at 66. Let's check out your bats on your 10-game slate. Gary Sanchez had the day off yesterday. Should be in the lineup today. $4,600 against Jarrell Cotton. Yankees are being played as they were a massive disappointment against Manaea yesterday. JT Realmuto mashes righties. $3,800 versus Ramirez. Salvi Perez, $3,500 versus Salazar. Yan Gomes has some good history against Vargas. He's been hitting the ball really, really well this year. He's $3,500. I love... That's not the guy I was looking for. they mixed it up a little bit. But Alex Avila, first base catcher, $3,500 versus Derek Holland. Avila, I believe he's still doing it. Nope, not anymore. Just a left-handed bat, so not the best of options there. And the worst part, the crappiest part, that's what it was. I'll show you the catcher I like from Detroit, because we don't have our boy against the lefty anymore. McCann is on the DL with the laceration to his hand. You got Chris Herrmann. If Herman's catching for Arizona, he's catcher outfield eligible, because Chase Anderson at $3,400 is in play. We got Steven Vogt. No. Jet Bandy went yard yesterday, but I would stay with – he's $3,200. He'll be playing because Pena's to the DL, but he's against Greinke. Philly's facing Bronson Arroyo, so Philly will be cheap and in play. Cameron Rupp's $3,200. Or the lefty Andrew Knapp, if he's in the lineup, $3,200. No one ever plays – well, rarely plays either of these guys. No one ever plays Andrew Knapp, so I like Knapp a lot if he's in the lineup. He's got some sneaky power upside. Sandy Leone against Waylon. Waylon's making the start for Seattle. He's with the Braves last year. He was horrible with the Braves. He has not been good in the minors for Seattle this year. Sandy Leone's 3K. Vasquez is 29, but Leone should be getting a start, I believe. Fagley for Oakland plays against the lefties. He's $2,900. Not bad at all either. Jason Castro, $2,800 versus Odorizzi, is in play. Sucre, $2,800 versus the lefty Mejia. Mejia thrown for Minnesota. There's a fade train there. Here's the guy. If he's in the lineup, he doesn't have to be catching because he's first base catcher eligible. But if he's in the lineup, you can play him at catcher. They called him back up. He hit the ball really, really well when he was up here earlier this year. John Hicks with the Tigers. It's $2,800. He hit, it was very, very small sample, but he hit 400. Slugged 600. Basically, in 30 at-bats, he went 12 for 30 with three doubles, a homer, eight RBIs. Scored six runs. Averaged 8.8 points per game. He's $2,800. I remember playing him quite a bit early on. Now, was he going to do that every game? Probably not. But against Derek Holland, he's a right-handed bat. I'll give it a shot. And he's super, super cheap. For Seattle, Chuch Ruiz is a sneaky play at $2,800. Johnson pitching for Boston's a lefty, so Chuch might get the spot start. He's $2,800, definitely worth a shot. Derek Norris against the lefty Mejia's 27. If not Norris, maybe Casale or Sucre. I mentioned all of them. All options against the lefty Mejia for Tampa Bay if you want to punt down there. And that should just about do it for our catchers. So is there some decent, not great, but decent, cheaper options if you don't want to pay up a catcher today and save money because of the high-priced pitching or some other high bats. Going to first base, Goldschmidt, $5,400 versus Anderson. Goldie's always in play. Votto, $5,000 versus Eichhoff. Miguel Cabrera versus Holland, $4,700. Miggy's had some good history versus Holland. He's taken him deep a few times. Hanley Ramirez, $4,700. Mitch Moreland's $4,600. That's too much money for Mitch. I'm sorry. Justin Bour, 46, is definitely in play. I loved Bour yesterday. I played him at, I think it's 4,400. He went yard. He's been just quietly hitting the ball very well. 46 is expensive for him, though. It's tough to pay that much for Bour. He's hitting well. I'd pay 4,500 for Jose Abreu, though. The White Sox are very much in play. Buck Farmer's making the start for Detroit today. The White Sox are in play. Jose Abreu has taken him deep a few times. Yes. Yes, please. Zimmerman versus the lefty Richard at 4,500 is definitely in play. Edwin Encarnacion is slowly heating up. He's facing a lefty in Vargas. Like I said, we like Vargas. We do. But if you're fading Vargas, Edwin at 44 versus a lefty is not the worst thing you can do. Lomo at 4,400, even though it's a lefty, he's matched. He took Chris Sale deep this year. So don't worry too much about the lefty thing. $4,400. Victor Martinez, Justin Smoke, $3,800 if you're fading Darvish. Tommy Joseph versus the Royals, $3,800. Eric Hosmer's had really good history against Danny Salazar at $3,600 if you're fading Salazar. Matt Davidson of the White Sox, he's first base, third base eligible. He's $3,600. Don't mind him at all, but I'll probably play him more at third base so I can have Abreu at first. Kendrys Morales, $3,600 versus Darvish. Matt Holliday, $3,600 versus Jarrell Cotton. I'll bring that up. Ryan Healy's first base, third base eligible against CC Sabathia at $3,500 is definitely in play. if you're going that route. Danny Valencia versus a lefty at 33. And that, you can go Louis Valbuena because Vance Worley's making the spot start for the Marlins today. So Valbuena, first base, third base eligible. He's been batting like fourth in that lineup. He's only $3,100. It's pretty good value right there, actually. The lefty Mejia, like I said, going from Minnesota, Ricky Weeks, $2,900. Brock Stassi, this is a total just grab for the fences. He's first base outfield eligible. For the Phillies, there is massive power upside. You are facing Arroyo. He's only $2,800. So if you're going that punt direction, you might want to punch him in the outfield, not first base, but there is power upside. Going to second base, Daniel Murphy, $4,800. Cano, 47. Dozier, 45. All in play. Jed Lowry, switch hitting, 45. He's been on fire. Good pass history versus Sabathia. VR, 45 versus Greinke. D. Gordon, 44 versus Ramirez. Jose Ramirez, 42 versus Vargas. Kinsler, I like Kinsler versus a lefty, 4,200 versus Holland. Cesar Hernandez is day-to-day. He's 3,900 versus Arroyo. If he's in that lineup, he's in play. Devin Travis is on fire, but he's facing Darvish, 3,600. Starlin Castro, 35 versus Cotton. He's been slumping, but it's Cotton. He's back in cleanup. Rugio Dor went deep yesterday. He's 34 versus Estrada. As you go down the list, it gets bleaker. Yolmer Sanchez is a nice little value play. $2,900 versus Buck Farmer, especially if he's still hitting towards the top of that lineup. It's a nice, nice value play. The one I like, second base shortstop eligible. He might finally get back in the lineup for the A's since the lefty's on the mound. Chad Pender, $2,700. Massive power upside. Also massive duds upside, but the power upside's insane with that guy. In Yankee Stadium against CC for $2,700, he's near a must-play. He should be chalk. He should be. If anybody's paying attention, he should be chalk. But Pender at $2,700. Going over to third base, you got Jake Rake Lamb at $5,200 against Anderson. Definitely in play. He went deep on Friday night. He's expensive, but he is a great play, especially in that ballpark against that pitcher. Rendon, 47 versus Richard. Rendon's just on fire. He's facing another lefty. He's a play these days. I usually don't like Rendon. He's so inconsistent, but right now he's a play. Donaldson, 46. He's back. He's facing Darvish. Suarez, 45 versus Ikoff. Sano, 44 versus Odorizzi. I mentioned Jose Ramirez already. Gallo, 39. Travis Shaw, 38. Moustakas, 37 is in play. You got Longo, 37 versus Mejia is a phenomenal play. Longo versus a lefty is always good. Longo versus a subpar lefty is really good. Longo at 37 is a very good play. Todd Frazier, 37 versus Farmer. Or you got Matt Davidson, like I mentioned, at 36. Frazier's been very inconsistent. Not a bad play at all. But if you can save $100 and go to Davidson, he's been swinging a really hot bat, I have no problem with that. I have no problem with either one. But if you want to save $100, go to Davidson. Seager's 37 versus Johnson. Don't worry about the lefty. Arroyo or Mikel Franco versus Arroyo at 36 is a nice looking play. Castellanos versus the lefty. Holland at 35 is in play. Mentioned Ryan Healy. Got Trevor Plouffe versus a lefty and CeCe at 33. Plouffe is in play. Chase Headley, 32 versus Cotton. Headley hasn't been as hot as he once was, but he's still not a horrible play. Remember I mentioned a name because Scherzer likes to give up a home run from time to time, and the guy that could run into one would be, yes, Ryan Schimpf. Well, yes, he ran into one. That's what Schimpf does. That's why we play him from time to time in GPP plays. Well, he's 3,200 again. He's against Strasburg. I liked him a lot more yesterday because of what Scherzer does. Strasburg, he gives him up from time to time as well. So if you feel it again, Schimpf 32. I felt it more yesterday than I do today, but knock yourself out. Valbuena, $3,100. Already mentioned him. And it gets a little bleaker as you go down here. Yep, that'll do it at third base. Let's head over to your shortstop position where it's been really rough lately. We got Xander Bogaerts, $4,900. He's been swinging it good. Trey Turner, 48 versus Richards, a great play. Chris Owings, 46. Lindor, 4,500. Gene Segura versus the lefty Johnson, I like a lot at 45. Cozart, 42. I like Didi Gregorius, 4,100 a lot versus Cotton. Tulo's 39. I'd stay away from that until I see some more from Tulo. Tim Anderson's 37 versus Farmer. Elvis Andrus, 35. That's a good value for what he's actually done this year, but not against Estrada. Jorge Polanco, 33 versus Odorizzi's not bad. Taylor Motter, 3,200 is okay. I really like Jose Iglesias at $3,100. A, because he's a nice value. B, he's facing the lefty Hall, and he hits lefties pretty well. C, he's a streaky hitter, and he's streaking right now. So you take advantage of these things. He went 0-for last night, but prior to that, 2-for-4, 2 doubles, 2 ribbies, 14 points. Prior to that, 3-for-4, 3 runs scored, a homer, 2 ribbies, 28 points. You roll with Jose when he's hitting, and he's hitting at the moment. So take advantage of it while you can. Freddy Galvis, 3K versus Arroyo is some nice value, especially if he's hitting towards the top of that order. Eduardo Escobar, third base shortstop eligible at 2,900 versus Odorizzi. Ryan Goins, 29. Wilmer Defoe, 29. Our boy Timmy Beckham, 2,800. I know he let us down yesterday, but again, against Mejia, he mashes lefties. I know I retweeted a couple things. He's almost got a 50% hard contact rate against left-handed pitching. You got to just keep plugging him at that value, especially if he's towards the top of that order. It's just crazy. So don't let never, ever in baseball at 1 or 2 or 3 a week deter you from what a guy can actually do. And then you got Chad Pinder again at $2,700, second base shortstop. You can have Pinder at second at 27 and Beckham at short at 28 and save all kinds of money for your bats and your pitching. It's pretty criminal. It should be chalky. If people are paying attention, like they're not the flashiest plays and they could both be duds in a heartbeat, but they, if those two plays hit and you had those other options, like last night if they would have hit and you had Scherzer and Archer or something, my God. Yeah, that's why you play those things, for the nights they do hit. Heading to the outfield, Trout, 5,500. Harper, 53. J.D. Martinez, 51. J.D. Martinez going yard today. Calling my shot again. I called it the other day when I said against Fires, play him, please. He went yard once, almost twice. He's taking Derek Holland deep, $5,100. Mookie Betts, 5,100 is a nice, nice play as always. Billy Hamilton against Eichhoff is not bad at 5K, but Billy, you got to get on base and steal bases during that 5K. He's not going deep. Nelly Cruz, 4,800 versus the lefty. Didn't go yard yesterday versus the lefty. I think Nelly's taking Brian Johnson deep tonight. If he gets at least 3 at-bats versus him, he's taking him deep. I like that one. Like that a lot. Aaron Judge, 4,800. Benintendi, 47. That's a good-looking play there against Waylon. C-Dick, 46. Don't get scared by that. I like this. Last night I made my lineups, DK had Hughes pitching. I liked it a lot more than Mejia, to tell you the truth. I liked it a lot more because I had C-Dick everywhere. I won't have him as much against Mejia. I'll still have him a lot, but these raised prices like Lomo and Hughes or Dickerson and stuff were all priced to face the right-handed pitching Hughes. Bautista, 4,600. Gardner, 4,600. Gardner at 46 versus Cotton's really, really nice. You got Peralta at 46 versus Anderson. Duvall, I said Duvall and Chebler, both $4,400, are both nice value. They both went yard, so just throwing that out there. Duvall's 46. Eichhoff's very good versus right-handed bats, but that ballpark, man, that ball flies out of there. JBJ, 45 versus Waylon. K with the Chris Davis, 45 versus Sabathia in a day game in Yankee Stadium. Keep an eye on that one, huh? Wink, wink. Shebler, 45. Giancarlo, 45. Brantley, 44. Aaron Hicks, love him. $4,300 versus Cotton, love him. Aaron Hicks, love him. Max Kepler, 42 is a very good play. Avisel Garcia against Buck Farmer at 42 is nice. Nomar Mazzara at 42 versus Estrada is a nice play. As we move on, Aaron Altherr versus Arroyo at 4,200. I love it. I love him versus Arroyo. I don't care if it's righty on righty crime. It's going to be a crime. Steven Souza Jr. at $4,100 is a phenomenal play versus Mejia. I like that a ton. Jay Up versus Holland at 39. I love the combo of J.D. Martinez, Justin Upton. You can do just those two. I did those the other night against Houston. And you can throw in Miggy if you want. I love the outfield 1-2 punch or throw in Miggy. Good, any of those combos. I know Holland's been good, and he might throw well again today, but I will take my chances in that one. It's game. Well, check the lineups, though. This is the one bad part. It's game one of a doubleheader, so I don't know who they're going to play in that one. So hopefully they play those boys, and they don't save them for the nightcap against the rookie. So keep an eye on that. Marcelo Zuna, 3,900. Christian Yelich, 3,800 against J.C. Ramirez. Got Robbie Grossman, 37 against Odorizzi. Melky Cabrera, 37 versus Buck Farmer, is a pretty solid play. Nice price tag on that one. Kevin Pillar, 37. You got Jason Worth, 37 versus the lefty. Richards, a phenomenal price. Worth hits lefties really, really well. It's way too cheap for him versus a lefty. Bradley Zimmer, no, he won't face a lefty. Lourie Garcia, phenomenal price, $3,600 versus Buck Farmer. If you want to save some money for pitching, Lourie Garcia, that's a lot. There's a lot of upside there for $3,600 with Garcia. Kiermaier, no. Colby Rasmus, no. Sensu Chu, $3,500. Rajay Davis versus a lefty leading off at $3,500 is a really, really good play there. Definitely in play. Michael Saunders versus Bronson Arroyo at $3,500 is outstanding. Michael A. Taylor, $3,500 versus Richard is a great play as well. So some good plays down here to help you pay up elsewhere. Mark Canha, home run upside at $3,400 versus the lefty Sabathia. So some GPP upside there. Keep him in mind. Brandon Guyer is out. Tyler Collins, no. Gregor Blanco, if he's leading off versus Anderson at $3,200, is in play. Don't mind that at all. You could look into Cole Calhoun leading off for $3,100 versus Worley. It's not a bad play. Now we get to your below 3K boys, and then it gets bleak. But here's one I love. He finally woke up out of his slump last night. Hopefully it's a sign of things to come. But Odubel Herrera, they had him leading off last night instead of batting in the middle of the order. Got like 7 or 8 DraftKings points. But he was $2,800 last night. He's only $2,900 tonight against Bronson Arroyo. If he's leading off or even batting third, at $2,900 against Bronson Arroyo, I love Odubel Herrera at that price tag just for potential value. Just potential. I know he's been slumping mightily, but what he can do and with the matchup versus Arroyo at $2,900, that's criminal. That's just great value right there. And I mentioned Stassi earlier as potential. Yep, that'll do it. So there is your 10-game slate of hitters. I mentioned your pitchers. Strasburg 12-1, Greinke 11-9, Darvish 11-6, Salazar 10-2. We have Estrada 95, Odorizzi 76, CC 72, JC 71, Vargas 66. And we got bats for days. I mentioned liking the Yanks versus Cotton quite a bit. Boston versus Whalen quite a bit. Don't mind at all. Tampa Bay versus Mejia. Oakland versus CC. If you're not using CC, there's some decent options to fade, but I wouldn't go all in there. Seattle, some nice options versus the lefty Johnson, especially Nelly Cruz. I mentioned the Nats versus the lefty Richard. Some good cheaper options. They're like Jason Worth, for instance. Detroit versus Derek Collins. I told you JD, Upton, Miggy. You got Iglesias for cheap. The catcher, Hicks. Phillies versus Arroyo, definitely in play there. So some good options on the day slate. Let's rock and roll you into the 5-game main slate and take this bad boy home for you. The 5-game main is really nothing to get too excited about, I'll be brutally honest with you. I had 3 pitchers I like and 2 that are just complete darts that could pan out great or get destroyed. Dallas Keuchel makes his return from his DL stint with his pinched nerve. I've always loved Keuchel. The crazy part, he's 11K coming back from injury. So what Keuchel are you going to get? Plus, with that price tag, he's facing the Baltimore Orioles. 2 things that are okay for you. Orioles suck versus lefties. That's a plus. Second thing, it's Dallas Keuchel at home, which is phenomenal. He's striking out over 21% of the batters he faces. Baltimore strikes out 24% of the time versus left-handed pitching. But where are they at? Oh, lefties hitting 236 versus Keuchel. Righties 311. Average WOBA, average ISO for Baltimore versus a lefty. I have no problem using Keuchel. He's expensive as hell. He's risky as hell. The slate's really tough to play. So if you're playing it, I have no problem using him. But it's a big, big risk. I'll throw it out there to you right now. I'm not going to say don't use him in cash, because if he is healthy, which I'm assuming he is, they wouldn't throw him. They wouldn't rush him back because they're running away with the AL West. So there's no reason to rush him back if he's not healthy. That's the only reason why I feel like it's an okay play. There's no reason to bring him back right now if he's not healthy. So you got to go with him. But if you feel like he's good and you're confident and you feel like spending money, Keuchel is a solid play. People are scared by Baltimore. He's going to be a good favorite over Miley. Go for it. But if not, I love the next guy, Mr. Gerrit Cole. We've been rolling with Cole. He's been rolling with us. He got blown up in Atlanta his last time out. A lot of guys get blown up in Atlanta in that ballpark. But prior to that, he was pure filth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All 8. All 8 of his starts prior to that, 2 runs or less before that blow up in Atlanta. So we'll take that with a grain of salt, basically. He's been awesome. Outstanding. You pick the word, we'll roll with it. He's striking out almost 20% of the batters he faces, and I think it's been even better of late. He's just been filthy. Met striking out about 20% of the time, average 314 wOBA. Somehow, some way, if I'm reading this correctly. Wow, that's, sorry about that. I got to read that again. Holy crap, are you kidding me? Yeah. It's Mets at Pirates, and Gerrit Cole is a dog to Zach Wheeler. That'll tell you how bad the Pirates offense is right there. So Cole's the dog at home. He's $9,900. The Mets, like I said, strike about 20% of the time. When you're looking at the team totals on this slate, they have a 4.18 total. Their lefties are hitting 354 off Cole, righties 285. So they do have a lot of lefties in that Mets lineup to worry about. He's in pitcher-friendly PNC Park, which I absolutely love. I think he's a great play. You know, Bruce, Conforto, Walker went double dong yesterday. You got Dudo's heating up. Cabrera's back, Jose Reyes. It's a lefty-heavy lineup. There's no doubt about it. So if Cole's off, he could get destroyed. So there's definite risks there, but he's been pitching great. Hopefully that Atlanta was just a blip on the radar. Hopefully it scares people away. But on a small slate like this, I'll go Gerrit Cole. Now we get to the fun parts. Here's a guy that I just can't stand and I can never get right. Hopefully we get him right tonight. We're going Mike Foltynewicz. $8,200 at the San Francisco Giants, coming off 5 innings, 8 hits, 1 earned, 5 Ks against the Pittsburgh Pirates at home. Folty is striking out 20% of the batters he faces. Giants striking out 20% of the time. We just know the Giants are bad at baseball. They blow up like once or twice a week. The rest of the time, they're bad. I told you how much I loved Jaime Garcia last night. I hope you guys played him. He was phenomenal. Like, really, really good. Hell, Matt Cain was great. I told you to play him, but I told you his downside is didn't strike any guys out. He only struck out 3 in 7 innings. But still, for 6,400 or whatever, he was great. But Jaime at 7K was amazing last night. Well, now you got to pay $8,200 for Folty. The Giants hit righties slightly better than lefties, but not much. 282 team wOBA. Or 281, my bad. They're not good at baseball right now. It's frustrating to watch. Like I said, every once in a while they run into it. Belt will get into one. Crawford, Panic, Post. Somebody will do something. I'm starting to just bramble on like a disgruntled Giants fan. Folty at $8,200 is definitely worth a gamble. Folty always can get blown up, but definitely worth a gamble. Your other gamble, Zach Wheeler, $7,600 at the Pittsburgh Pirates. Told you he's a favorite on the road in Pittsburgh. Wheeler striking out almost 22% of the batters he faces. His downside's always his walks, almost 11% walk rate. But Pirates striking out 18% of the time. You saw the damage that DeGrom did yesterday. He struck out the world. It was just pure filth. It was amazing. Pirates have a 382 team total, fourth lowest on the board at the moment. Lefties hitting 324, righties 273. Not many lefties in that lineup. That's why we loved DeGrom yesterday. You got Polanco to really worry about. And then it's, you know, Josh Bell, who's, you know, he's pretty good. No doubt in Josh Bell. I like him a lot, actually. And then you got Jaso and not a whole lot else to worry about. So pretty good matchup there with Wheeler. So don't mind that dart. And then Brandon McCarthy of the Dodgers, $7,300 versus the Cubs. Alex Wood, folks, he was outstanding last night. But now we got a right-handed arm. Cubs do hit righties pretty well. But Wood, $7,300 going up against the Cubbies. Wood, McCarthy striking out 23.5% he faces. His problem is walks, 11%. Cubs almost strike out 22% of the time versus righties. That's why I love it. As a punt play, you're looking for the K upside, and there's where it is. 316 team wOBA. They have the second lowest team total at the moment at 357. I'm still waiting on a bunch of team totals, though, so don't take that. Take that with a grain of salt. But lefties are only hitting 301, righties 273 off McCarthy. So he's pitching pretty darn well this year. Really, really well when he's out there. He's been injured quite a bit. So worth a dart. Keuchel, 11,000. Cole, 99. Fulte, 82. Wheeler, 76. McCarthy, 73. Those are your pitching options. I told you it's not a pretty five-game slate. Catchers, Buster Posey, 41 versus Fulte. Not bad at all. You got Coors in play. Yadi at 4K versus the lefty Freeland. Definitely in play there with Yadi. Yasmani Grandal versus the right-handed arm of John Lackey at 39 is in play. Wellington Castillo against the lefty Keuchel at 36. Castillo hits lefties very well. Keuchel's not your average lefty, though, so keep that in mind. Evan Gattis versus the lefty Miley at 36 is in play. Wilson Contreras versus McCarthy at 34. As we go down the list here, you got Tony Walters versus Wainwright and Coors at 33 is a good play. Tyler Flowers versus Ty Block at 33 is a good play. I like that a lot, actually. If not, Kurt Suzuki at 29 versus Blotch is a great play. Rene Rivera, 2,600 versus Cole is in play. And that'll do it for your catcher's position. Loaded, loaded slate, folks. First base, 8 to the Rizzo, 5,200 is in play. Mark Reynolds and Coors, 5K went yard last night. Carpenter, 48 in Coors. Desmond, first base outfield, 46 in Coors, all in play. Jay Bruce versus Cole, 44. Cody Bellinger versus Lackey at 44. Posey, already mentioned him. K with a Chris Davis at 4. Lucas Duda versus Cole at 38. Belt, first base outfield eligible, is 38. I'd say this much. If you're using Fulte, as much as I hate the Giants offense, I might have a little Giants action with like a Posey belt. Never mind. Don't even do it. I do like belts, but not enough to go crazy on a hedge of any kind. Belt at 38. Josh Bell at 37 versus Wheeler is a nice play. Matt Adams versus Blotch. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Adrian Gonzalez versus Lackey. Agon finally went yard yesterday. He's 3,200. Yuli Gurriel versus the lefty Miley at 3K is a sneaky play in that matchup there for the Astros. Heading over to second base. Jose Altuve, 5K versus Miley. He has crushed Miley in his career. Like crazy numbers. Adam Frazier, second base outfield eligible, 4,500 for the Pirates is a great play. The lefties are hitting Wheeler very well, leading off for Pittsburgh. LeMahieu in Coors, 45. Javi Baez, 42. Ben Zobrist, really good-looking play at 42 versus McCarthy. Brandon Phillips, 4,200 versus Block is a very good play there. Like that a lot. Ian Happ, 4K is a very nice play as well. Like that quite a bit. Neil Walker after the double dong at 38 is a solid play. Chris Taylor, 37. Joe Panic, 37. Both good plays. Jonathan Scope, 34 is a nice play. That'll do it at second base. Heading over to third base. Chris Bryant, 5,400. Nolan Arenado, 54 is a great play. Jericho, 47 is a great play in Coors. Machado, 42. Bregman, 4K against Miley's solid. Marwin Gonzalez, 3,800 versus Miley. I like that a lot. Third base outfield eligible. Switching to Marwin Gonzalez, 3,800 bucks. Very nice looking play. Johnny Peralta, 3,800 in Coors is a nice value play. Forsyth, 3,700. Second base, third base eligible. And Ryo Ruiz, but he's a lefty. I'd stay away from that. So that'll do that. Shortstop. Carlos Correa, 4,700 versus Miley. Yes, please. Trevor Story and Coors at 46. Ledesma Diaz, 45 is definitely in play versus Freeland. Corey Seager, 44. Gray Garcia, 37. Zerubel Cabrera, 36. Sneaky. Dansby Swanson, 35 is a nice looking play. Brandon Crawford at 35 is nice. Alexi Amarista, 34 is nice. J.J. Hardy at 31 is pretty solid as well. Christian Arroyo, third base shortstop eligible at 3K is not bad. And that'll do it at shortstop. Let's head to the outfield and wrap this bad boy up. At the outfield, Charlie Blackmon, 5,600 is one of your best plays of the night. He's crushed Wainwright in his career. Really good play for Blackmon. Conforto at 53 is solid. Cargo at 49 is a phenomenal play as well. Yeah, Fowler at 48. Grichik against the lefty and Coors at 47 is very nice. Mentioned Desmond. Mentioned Frazier. I like that Frazier play a lot. If you're not using Wheeler. Jay Bruce, mentioned him. Mentioned Bellinger. Polanco, 43, if you're not using Wheeler. The Schwalbe, 4,300. He's slumping mightily, though. Kemp, 43 versus Block is a phenomenal play. Block is just so weird. He either gets blown up or he pitches a gem. You just don't know which one you're going to get. George Springer, 4,200. Mentioned Zobrist. You got Gerardo Parra, 4,100 in Coors. Trumbo, 3,900 versus Keuchel. Trumbo's got some pretty decent numbers versus Keuchel. Mentioned Marwin Gonzalez, love. Tommy Pham versus a lefty at 3,800 is very sneaky nice. Adam Jones, 3,700. Hayward, 3,700 could be sneaky nice. Denard Spam at 36, I like that a lot, leading off versus Fulte. If you're not using Fulte, I like that one a lot, actually, at 36. Some nice value. He's been swinging a really good bat leading off lately. And we're getting towards the bottom here. Carlos Beltran, switch hitting at 33, is in play. And that Jake Marisnyk swinging a good bat. He's 3K. If he's in the lineup, keep an eye on that. Went yard again last night. Sneaky good value if he's playing these days. And that'll do it. That is your five-game slate. You're loaded, absolutely loaded five-game slate. Keuchel, 11,000. Cole, 99. Like that Cole play quite a bit. Fulte, 82. Wheeler, 76. McCarthy, 73. For your late night snacks, Houston Astros against Miley. Like that quite a bit. You're looking at, you know, you got Coors, Cardinals versus Freeland, Rockies versus Wainwright. Love Blackman, but that's Captain Obvious talking to you there. You can sneak over if you want to attack Fulte with some of the Giants. You can. If you want to attack Block with the Braves, I don't mind that at all. But the night slate's pretty rough. I'll be brutally honest with you. It's pretty darn rough. You almost have to play the chalk in Coors Field just the way it's going to go. But there is your long, drawn-out MLB DFS quick hits today. Sorry for being so long. It's just I really like that early slate. There's a lot to talk about. A lot to talk about in a 10-game slate. 5-game slate's not bad, but it's not great. If you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter, at BDintric. Check us out, thesportsdgens.com. At positive_vig, Doc put out his UFC Fight Night 109 preview. It kicks off tomorrow morning in Sweden. Check that out. Hope everybody has a great weekend. I'll be back on Monday. Enjoy your weekend. We got NASCAR. We got all kinds of fun stuff. Dina DeLuca Invitational. Enjoy it. Your Memorial Day weekend, your 3-day weekend for some. Be safe, and I'll catch you guys on Monday. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here, and I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.